Cuba's communist government said it would legalize small and medium-sized enterprises. That builds on earlier reforms which allow self-employed Cubans to own restaurants, bed and breakfasts and other small businesses.
Coca-Cola stopped producing sugary drinks in Venezuela because it cannot obtain sugar. Price controls have made growing sugar cane unprofitable and the country suffers from a shortage of foreign exchange.
Iraq's government announced the start of an operation to retake Fallujah, a city just a 30-minute drive from Baghdad that has been held by Islamic State for the past 2 years.
Avigdor Lieberman, who leads Israel's nationalist Yisrael Beiteinu party, joined Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government and became defence minister. Mr. Lieberman, who lives in a Jewish settlement in the West Bank, has repeatedly derided efforts to secure peace with the Palestinians.
A series of bombings hit two government strongholds on Syria's coast, killing as many as 100 people.
The government and opposition leaders in Burundi started talks to resolve a crisis in which more than 1,000 people are thought to have been killed. But the government excluded key opposition figures from the talks, reducing the chances of a successful outcome.
The Monetary Policy Committee of Nigeria's central bank voted to allow the currency, the naira, to float against the dollar. The country has previously maintained an overinflated peg against the dollar that is 40% higher than the black market rate, leading to a shortage of hard currency.
In a report to Congress, Hillary Clinton was criticised by the State Department's Inspector General for using a private email server when she was Secretary of State. Mrs. Clinton should have discussed the security risks with officials, the report said, though it recognised that the department had a history of dealing inadequately with electronic messages. The issue continues to dog Mrs. Clinton's campaign.